country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon radio show. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. This is a live show. You're welcome to call in. Our phone number, always the same, is 512-248-8252. And today is March 20th, 2023, and what's the big news here on Monday? After this weekend, we last left off on Friday. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Well, let's go through some stories. We'll get to the Ukraine story. We'll get to the we'll start with the persecution of Donald Trump with lawfare, and the big story in that regard at the moment is this completely corrupt, so corrupt that George Soros actually had to stop pumping money into Bragg. Even Soros was scared by this guy. But he has launched an absolutely insane persecution of Donald Trump with a grand jury carefully picked from the denizens of New York City, the denizens of the Democrat Party in New York City. So I think we don't know. Something may occur tomorrow. Or in some future days. The goal at any cost of all of these lawfares is to stop Donald Trump. The singular obsession of the Democrat left and communists actually all over the world is stop Donald Trump. There's no other person they're dedicated to stopping. He is their cause. Stop Donald Trump. Well, why would that be? Well, they know that Donald Trump is the greatest threat to their hegemony over our planet. He's the greatest threat to the Chinese Communist Party in Red China. He's the greatest threat to the communists in America. He's the greatest threat to their Green New Deal, which is actually has nothing to do with greenness. There's nothing new about it. It's simply an attempt to control all of us. Control your money, control your travel, control your living space, control your food, control the air you breathe. What was that George Harrison song? That just brings something to mind. Tax Man. I'm going to play a second. It was something. Did he talk about controlling, taxing the air? I'm trying to remember. What did George Harrison refer to in Taxman? You recall the tune of that, because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the Tax man. Let's see here. Play it for a half a second here. Help my memory. Which one will we go with? And of course, what George Harrison is singing about is tyrants. George Soros, Alvin Bragg. Joe Biden.
Be thankful I don't take it all.
Pocahontas. Crying Chuck Schumer.
If you drive a car, come tax the street. If you try to fix it, tax your seat. If you get too cold, come tax the heat. If you take a walk, come tax your feet.
I will tax your feet. Brilliant song. George Harrison. Don't ask.
If you don't want to pay someone. I'm the tax man. Yeah.
I'm the tax man. And what George Harrison, dearly departed, is singing about is what communism is all about, which is the desire of evil. Wherever it may exist, always has the same desire, always, without exception. Every evil person on earth who's ever lived wants to control the good people and kill them, but certainly, for starters, control them and tax them, live off of them, make them into slaves. So that's what the Demon Rat Party is all about. And Alvin Bragg in New York City, he wants to, with all other evil people, destroy Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is the biggest threat to them. So we'll see what happens. Now, the matter at hand, which is... the most ridiculous case, there is no case, there is no crime. How do you like that? No crime. So here we have a former, and all of us in this audience would say current president of the United States being attacked for a non-crime. If the action that Alvin Bragg is fantasizing even occurred, it's not a crime. But it didn't even occur. And with that, to deny hundreds of millions of Americans their freedom to choose their president. And Alvin Bragg is a punk district attorney in New York City, elected, quote unquote, elected, really? A clean election in New York? Are you kidding me? But even in that election, he only got a few tens of thousands of votes. I forget what the total is, but it's a very small number of votes that he got, paid for by millions of dollars from fellow communist George Soros. So what's wrong with this picture? The disreputable criminal himself, dog catcher, is going to dethrone the legitimate president of the United States. This is, we've gone into the Twilight Zone with all these other stories, also the Twilight Zone, the war in Ukraine, the scamdemic, the bioweapon vaccine, the collapse of banking, hyperinflation, World War III, no borders. Name me a story. Name me a major story that isn't, has not already been vaulted into insanity. So that's the one we'll find out more tomorrow. We'll see what's going to happen. Oh, the underlying story, according to the criminal Alvin Bragg, is that Stormy Daniels, which is not even her real name, who had no relationship with Donald Trump. What she did, which many gold diggers and people of the sort, she managed to, I believe, just from looking at the news items, she got a picture. You know, Donald Trump will pose with anybody who's, you know, they hold up a camera and he goes, okay, and you want a picture? Okay. You want to sign something? Want me to sign your hat? Okay. So he doesn't interview. He doesn't know whose hat he signed. He doesn't know whose picture was taken with him. So she gets a picture with Donald Trump, and then she fabricates that into, I had an affair with Donald Trump. The usual scam from the gold digger. I had an affair with this famous rich person. Oh, and then she says, I'm going to go to the tabloids with it. So Donald Trump does what every famous wealthy person does. They all do it. They have to. Is you have an attorney talk to this person, talk to their attorney, and say, basically, okay, you're blackmailing me. What's your price? You have two choices. You can go ahead with the tabloid story, which, of course, how do you prove a negative? Covered in first year law school. How do you prove a negative? How do you prove that something didn't happen? Big difficulty. So you go into court and you have to prove, I didn't have an affair with this person, which, by the way, is not illegal. That's what is the case? What are the charges? Who is the harmed person? What is the law that was violated? If every person who's had an extramarital affair in the United States were imprisoned, we would be in real big trouble. We actually wouldn't have enough people to be the jailers. So that's not a crime, especially if it didn't occur. So Donald Trump pays some amount of money, like $130,000, I believe is the amount, and she signs a non-disclosure or an agreement. I get this $130,000, and I'm not going to take my fable to the National Enquirer or some other tabloid. So then, and there are all permutations of this and so on. She actually, at one point, actually got on a TV camera and said, this never happened. She actually said it herself. She hired as her attorney this guy, Avenatti, who is now in prison as a criminal. But now, so Alvin Bragg, years later, like 6 years later, is resuscitating this and saying it's a felony, not a misdemeanor, a felony, because Bragg has to have a felony to stop Trump. And he's got his little grand jury. And so the question is, are they going to actually charge Donald Trump with what? And it'll be some kind of a amorphous fraud of some kind of or charge of fraud or something of this sort, and then they'll go, they'll take that, put that, hopefully from their point of view, in front of a totally corrupt New York jury, in front of a totally corrupt New York judge, and it won't matter. As you know, Lavrenti Beria said to Stalin, "Show me the man, I'll show you the crime." So it doesn't matter what Donald Trump does. It doesn't even matter whether he spat on the sidewalk. He'll be charged with the felony of spitting on the sidewalk. And now I don't know. I'm fuzzy on this. Somebody told me, "Wrong, Kelso. You can run for the president if you've been convicted of a felony, but in some states there are state laws that prohibit you from being on a ballot." I don't know. I don't know the story on that. But somehow you hear over and over again, if we can charge him with a felony, we can keep him off the ballot. Well, what's going to happen is if they do a kangaroo court on Donald Trump, the country will come unglued. Patriots will be so fired up. Now, there's an interesting story today in that regard. Ron DeSanctimonious, even people who oppose Donald Trump, who don't like him, who are candidates, who said this is atrocious, this is terrible, this threatens the very existence of the United States. Ron DeSanctimonious has been silent. He has not sprung to the defense of Donald Trump. And I believe I saw a little bit. I didn't see the whole thing, so I may be not characterizing it correctly. But what I saw was mealy-mouthed from Ron DeSanctimonious. He actually got laugh lines from the slobbering press groveling at Ron DeSanctimonious's feet about, you know, he kept repeating the word porn star. He didn't, Ron DeSanctimonious, being sanctimonious, couldn't say porn star enough times. And that's a basic, that's actually a Marxist technique. Say, you know, just say Kelso, then say Nazi, then say Kelso, then say Nazi. After you do that about 30 or 40 times, somebody goes, "Oh, Kelso is a Nazi." Doesn't matter that he's not. It's basic Marxist psychology. Porn star, Donald Trump. Porn star, Donald Trump. That's what Ron DeSanctimonious was doing that. And then he didn't say, "This is horrid. This is terrible. It threatens the country." So I'll tell you what. I'm unimpressed with even the I'm unimpressed with DeSantis's intelligence, because even if he were an evil person, I don't know what his moral stature is, he would be smarter than what he's doing. It's very simple to just say, "This is horrid. This really threatens America. This is terrible. This must stop." He didn't have the brains to say that immediately. He should have. So DeSanctimonious is burning his bridges to the Patriot movement, to the MAGA movement, as fast as he can light matches. And so I don't know. Well, let's validate that. The president puts numbers behind that are in his posting today at truthsocial.com. So I'll go there right now. Let me go to my message board here. I see there's a message. And, if you call in, I'll see your name will show up on the screen. And you can call yourself anything you want. And you can say that you are anywhere you want to say you're located. That's one of the funds of Patriot Radio. Although voices are very recognizable, it's an interesting fact of human psychology that your ability as a human to recognize another person by voice is like a dog's ability to use its nose. It's unbelievable. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart.
Who's We're back, folks. With us is James in Vancouver. Welcome to the show, James.
Yes, sir. I'm in chambers here talking to you.
Okay.
That's lawyer talk, where I'm in my office. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there was an attorney on Tucker Carlson's show tonight, Robert Costello, who was a very highly placed attorney in New York City. And he has devastating eyewitness experienced testimony that Michael Cohen, who is the main person that Alvin Bragg is using to lie about Donald Trump. And Costello today was interviewed by the DA's office, or he gave testimony, and to the effect
he bore false witness.
Yeah, and they were not interested in the facts of the matter at all.
Trump didn't break the law. Trump didn't break any laws. There's no laws that he broke.
Exactly. Right? But Michael Cohen,
he broke the law.
Yeah, Robert Costello, talking about Michael Cohen, said the guy is clearly, nuts, and he's clearly a liar. and he will do anything. And he said the record, his track record of lying to do anything to avoid spending a day in jail, you know, he would do anything, absolutely anything. So to lie about Donald Trump, that's easy for Michael Cohen.
Can I tell you another guy who broke the law?
Who? Yes.
This guy, John Anthony Castro, who thinks he's a lawyer. On his tweet, he says, if you and your lunatics attack government buildings again, he's calling for people to carry baseball bats and beat the hell out of Trump supporters. Now, that's called incitement, okay?
Yes, it
he
is.
He broke the law when he said, you get out there with baseball bats and kill them. He's inciting. That's illegal. He can be thrown in jail.
He can go beyond that. He can actually use his bat and bash in patriots, and he won't be prosecuted. How do we
he's
know
a Democrat.
That? Because he claims to be a Republican, like the other rhinos.
He claims
to be a Republican. Yeah. But what we're finding out now, this is one of the great truths that Donald Trump has revealed to all of us. Sure, there are some of you out there who knew this to some extent. But even you know it better now because of the work of Donald Trump. And that is that the Republican Party has been infiltrated for many years and very, very deeply. And that there's an entire professional class of actual evil Democrats who claim to be Republicans and who and think about it. The left is so much more sophisticated at lying than we on the right are. We're dumb bunnies. We can't even compete. Well, we can't fathom evil. So it doesn't occur to us, but this is an obvious strategy to somebody who's a devil. It's obvious. Don't just infiltrate the Democrat Party. Don't just work from the left. Also infiltrate the other side. In fact, those are your most valuable people. Probably one Democrat inserted into the Republican Party is worth 10 in the Democrat Party, or, you know, some huge multiple. So the, we found out, you know, this is what Republicans have found out, conservatives, you know, good people, patriots in America, whatever you want to call yourselves. Why are we never represented? Why is the Republican Party always doing, or almost always doing, precisely the opposite of what we're asking them to do, that we're electing them to do?
They're being bribed and paid off.
Yeah.
And
they probably didn't even start as good people who got compromised with a bribe. They probably started off as really bad people who were recruited by the left and from the very get-go inserted into the Republican Party as recruited, like Fang Fang, the Chinese communist spy who ended up in under the covers with Eric Swalwell. Was recruited. She wasn't a good girl who went bad. And
That name you can't make that up. Eric Swalwell. God.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you can't. You can't make it. Here's a guy.
Together.
He's still in Congress. He's an honored hero of the Democrat Party. They're all crying crocodile tears that he was removed from the Intelligence Committee by Kevin McCarthy. Thank you, Kevin
good
McCarthy.
Good job, Kevin.
Yeah. Good job, Kevin. She was recruited. She was trained probably from the earliest age. She was trained to be a honeypot spy by the Chinese Communist Party. And then the trick was to maneuver
into...
They got
millions.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we got some music, so we'll be back.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
We're back, folks.
I went through life.
James in Vancouver and myself. And, of course, the good news, not to get you all panicked about this case in New York City, it is so bad. It is so pathetic. It's a case that Robert Mueller and his was it $45 million, 200 attorneys, witch hunt. He turned it down as being so lacking merit that it wasn't worth pursuing, and others have turned it down. So it's so improbable that it would result in a conviction of Donald Trump that would actually withstand appeal. It's one thing to get a corrupt jury and a corrupt judge in New York City to make a finding of guilty, but then on appeal, you get out of New York City, and ultimately you end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. And we find out once again whether the members of the Supreme Court have a pair. But they did go to law school. And supposedly they did get A's at law school. So, and supposedly they earned those A's. So this case shouldn't last or survive And it's not a it's not an October surprise. That is, we have blessedly a short amount of time, but plenty of time before the election in November of 2024. We have like 20 months, something in the range of 20 months. So that's enough time for the even the slowest legal procedure to get resolved in Donald Trump's favor. But I'll tell you what, as has happened with so many things, this will boomerang on the communists. This is one of the reasons they really hate Donald Trump, because he is the people's president, because he stands for us in every sense of the word. Everything, every attack that they launch against Donald Trump backfires. It boomerangs. And so Donald Trump comes out of these attacks stronger than he went into them, and rising higher in our esteem than before. So, and the left just can't comprehend that. There are many things about the right and about goodness that the left can't comprehend, because they are who they are. They are evil. So their insight into how the minds of us work, good people, is very flawed. They don't understand us. They just hate us. Anyway, let me play a little tape here for you, James. This is a very good patriot, Elise Stefanik of New York State, and she's talking today about this very case we're talking about. She is is high in the esteem of Donald Trump. He really likes her. And she is, I think she might be the Republican whip in the House of Representatives, a third-ranking Republican. So she's not just a congresswoman. She's one of the key Congress people. And here she is talking today. This is Elise Stefanik of New York, 21st Congressional District of New York. She's the Republican conference chair.
Being from New York, I think Alvin Bragg in particular is the most radical DA you can ultimately get to. George Soros funded him over $1 million, and we have this significant crime crisis in New York State. It's one of the reasons why we picked up 4 congressional seats. So at the same time as you have him politically targeting and persecuting President Trump, he's lowering felonies and misdemeanors, which has been one of the reasons why crime has skyrocketed in New York City. We announced under Chairman Jordan's leadership, with Chairman Jamie Comer and Chairman Brian Steil, who have jurisdiction, that we expect and intend to call Alvin Bragg to testify.
He probably won't come, right?
Well, we are going to work very hard, and the American people deserve to have him come and appear. And we want to have access to any documentation between the Department of Justice and the Manhattan DA's office. In addition, there have been numerous members of Alvin Bragg's team who have left in very prominent fashion over the past few years, who have been focused solely at going after President Trump. And the other piece I would note here is, as much as I have been critical of the mainstream media in years past that many of you know, even the Washington Post has pointed out that this is a zombie case that the Department of Justice passed upon, the Southern District of New York passed upon, and yet now you have the most radical DA imaginable going after President Trump and doing the bidding of Joe Biden.
And doing the bidding of Joe Biden. So, you know, you can't make this stuff up.
Oh, injuries have not been talked about.
You can't make this stuff up. How is it okay for doing the bidding of Joe Biden? We're going to take out his opponent. So we don't have an election in America. We simply charge the opponent in courts that we control, in front of judges that we control. We falsely charge our opponent with a felony, and that's it. No more election. I mean, that is third world. That is police state. That is Lavrenti Beria. And the people see it. The people get it. Even people who are actual liberals on the left, who are not evil people, they get it, that this is atrocious. Let's look But you know what I thought, James, what I thought was interesting today is that Ron DeSanctimonious did not, various people on the left, opponents of Donald Trump within the Republican Party said this is atrocious. But Ron DeSanctimonious instead just got up and said, well, here's what he said. This is, I'll do my impression here. Well, I don't know much, you know, this is one of his laugh lines. I don't know a much about porn stars. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, that is so funny, Ron DeSanctimonious. You don't know much about porn stars. Although one of the stories that's circulating now very prominently is that there is a clear record of Ron DeSanctimonious hanging out with underage girls when he was, I think he was teaching school or something as an adult, and he was hanging out with underage girls. Well, Ron DeSanctimonious.
Bingo.
I mean, the pictures are there. You know, he's yucking.
They weren't porn stars. They were just underage girls.
Yeah, they weren't porn stars. Yeah, they weren't getting paid. So I was just buying them, you know, cherry Cokes. And I don't know much about
porn stars. Get some of them to testify. Find those girls and get them to tell their story, see what happens.
Well, Donald Trump makes a post about that today. He says, well, you know, when you're older and wiser, Ron DeSanctimonious, you might reflect a little about this. You might, because he's not, Ron DeSanctimonious is not yet powerful, not yet rich. When the pucker factor rises into the stratosphere and you're talking billions of dollars and you're talking the presidency of the United States, wow, all kinds of people come out of the woodwork and go, oh, back in, when I was in high school, yeah. And then the story comes out. So, and stories are made up, is what the president is saying. But let's go down here to, here's what the president says today. Ron DeSanctimonious is dropping in the polls so fast. And that's the president's language, not mine. I know I sometimes embellish what I'm reading, but this is straight. Ron DeSanctimonious is dropping in the polls so fast that he soon may be falling behind young Vivek Ramaswamy. Who knows how to pronounce his name? People are beginning to find out that Ron wanted to destroy Social Security and raise its minimum age to at least 70. He also had strong plans for cutting Medicare and still does. Nothing good happens when you are a disciple of Super Rhino Paul Ryan. Also, Florida did great, and I lived there at the time, so I can say this is true. Florida did great long before DeSanct. Now he uses a new name, DeSanctus. It's a variant on DeSanctimonious. DeSanctus came along, got my coveted endorsement, and shot up like a rocket and won. So he's marching around the country saying, you know, Ron DeSantis. And by the way, did you hear it when we played that tape, James, of Ron DeSantis only like 2 years ago or something? Whenever he was asked his name, he said his name was DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, you would say it in Italy. And Then he switched it to the French pronunciation, DeSantis. And Donald Trump quoted somebody's tweet who said, who changes their name when they're in their 40s? Let's see here. Here's the president writing. Now, here's the president talking about he's got a bunch of number ones at the top of the top-selling songs list. Justice for All is one of them, has been put back up by Apple after they mistakenly, in ironic quotes, after they mistakenly took it off of Apple iTunes. Let's get Justice back to number one. The J6 prisoners will benefit. This is this amazing song video in which Donald Trump recites recites the Pledge of Allegiance while the J6 prisoners sing the national anthem. Go ahead, James.
Sanctus in Latin means holy. yes, a Roman right. Catholic. I know that.
Yeah, the Sanctus is from exactly from Catholic liturgy. Yes, and Protestant as well, and. But it's kind of an equivalent of sanctimonious in this case, and holier than thou, so to speak. The J6 prisoner song, Justice for All, is now number 6. Of equal excitement is the fact that 3 of the top 10 songs in the world have been strongly featured by Truth. Number 1, 2 days ago, was Trump Won by Natasha Owens. You got to hear this one. This is a patriot singer-songwriter, Natasha Owens, who wrote a song, Trump Won, which is really good, which is still on the list. And number one now is End of the World. This is new to me, by John Rich. This is the second song we made number one for John Rich. Truth is Hot. And I can say I'm privileged to have met John Rich at the 2008 Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota, where he came out to thank me and the rest of us, Ron Paul supporters, for chanting stuff like, you know, Ron Paul Revolution, legalize the Constitution. I shouted that at the top of my lungs so many times I lost my voice, probably permanently. And I damaged it. You can hear it. You can hear that's where I got the lowering of my tenor voice. And that was something we did in the Ron Paul Revolution. It was a precursor to the Donald Trump Revolution, in which it's the same people, but now magnified many times. So those crowds that we assembled in the Ron Paul rallies are now, you know, 10, 20, 50 times larger. And Donald Trump did what he said. He said it's unfortunate, but Ron Paul can't win. And he knew, somehow he knew inside of himself back in 2011 when I heard him say this in person at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C., he said, Ron Paul can't win. I can. He knew that he could win the presidency. And turns out, as it has so many times, he was right. Anyway, so I'll have to listen for that. End of the World by John Rich. Here's Franklin Graham putting up a post on Donald Trump's Truth Social today. We need to pray for our country and where it is headed. And he says the left is paranoid about Donald Trump. The onslaught against him is continual. This is Franklin Graham carrying the torch of his father, Billy. There's no question the media and the left manipulated the last election. So that's very important for Franklin Graham to be, an election denier. Woo, you're not allowed to do that. But the truth is everybody is saying they're an election denier now, and it's easy to say it. They are scared to death of Donald Trump's possible return. He says, now they're talking about the possibility of arresting him in the hopes this would prevent him from running for president again. This would be a huge mistake. He says, and then he asks Christians across the country, pray specifically for Donald J. Trump, former president, that God's hand would be upon him, protect him, and direct him in every step he takes.
Right. Their strategy, James, their strategy is to try to start riots again. That's the strategy. See? They want to start a riot.
I can see that.
More riots.
I can see that, yeah. Yeah, and by the way, this is an interesting thing about the Democrat Party. I was thinking about this today, James. Who starts wars and who ends wars historically? Who started World War I? Who started World War II? Who started the Vietnam War? Who started the Korean War? Got a little out of sequence there. Who's trying to start World War III now? It's the Democrat Party.
The Dems. Yeah.
Woodrow Wilson.
And the Republicans have to come in and finish it.
Right. With that little history I recited there, Woodrow Wilson turned into the guy who said we won't go to war. He said he promised in his win in the election in 1916, was it, that we will not go to war. Immediately went to war. It took Calvin Coolidge and Herbert Hoover to get us out of war. In World War II, Franklin Roosevelt was elected on a platform of not getting into the European war. He specifically promised the American people we will not get into that war. What did he do? He was trying to get into World War II just as hard as Joe Biden is trying to get into World War III. It's something about the Democrat Party, isn't it? We'll be right back, folks.
Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good.
Call my name. Hey, we're back, folks. James in Vancouver and myself. I don't know what happens. It's as if the clock speeds up when we're on the air, and we're nearing the last moments of our show here. But James, I want to leave you and the audience with a cheerful note. This is a post from Donald John Trump today at truthsocial.com. And he says this. He's quoting the latest polling. This is a poll that polled 71,000 people. That's a big poll. A lot of these polls have only 1,000 respondents. And the If you had to choose one of these four people to be the next president of the United States, who would you choose? The four choices offered are Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Bernie Sanders. What do you think the results were, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to be happy when you hear the results. Joe Biden, Ron DeSantis, and Bernie Sanders all statistically are the same. They all get about the same result. Joe Biden gets 18%, Ron DeSantis gets 19%, and Bernie Sanders gets 15%. And Donald Trump gets 48%. Wow.
Bingo.
Bingo. Exactly. Bingo. It's I mean, you got everything there. You got Biden, Sanders, and DeSantis, and they can't make a dent in Donald Trump. And of course, Donald, you're not trying to, you know, nobody's going to get 100. Yeah, he's got electability. He's got it locked up. It doesn't matter what they run against
him. Saying the other guys, no, they have no credibility, none of these people. DeSantis, obviously Sanders, and Biden, the dummy.
Yeah, exactly.
The only way they can get elected is to cheat.
That's right. And, of course, that's what they're going to do. And we're going to do whatever we can, this audience, us, we're going to do what we can at our local polling place and in our, you know, on our Patriot websites and so on. We're going to fight like hell to prevent
maybe
this.
Maybe I'll start calling Washington myself. I'm simply going to ask him, are you guys going to cheat in this election again? I'm going to phone him up and ask him.
Yeah, exactly. So,
as a foreign observer, you guys look ridiculous. That's what I'm going to tell them.
Very nice. Very effective. Humiliate them. And the folks, tomorrow we're going to meet up here in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow night, Tuesday night. And this will be after. We don't know what's coming here. Donald Trump himself doesn't know what's coming, apparently. What is this criminal, Alvin Bragg, going to do in New York City? What sort of a witch hunt is he going to launch? What sort of a kangaroo court? So we'll have a report for you tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. We will find out tomorrow.
Y'all stay tuned.
and then meanwhile, of course, Donald Trump will. He will amaze us again once more. You know, by the way, while all this was going on this weekend, Donald Trump went to the National Wrestling Championships in Oklahoma City, or was it Tulsa, Oklahoma? And the whole crowd, folks, the whole crowd broke into a chant of USA and whistles and cheers and chants. They all wanted to. He delayed the whole national championship wrestling match. And then when it was over, all the winners, the national champion winners, they all wanted to shake Donald Trump's hand.
Yeah, of course.
These are real Absolutely. Americans.
You got it.
All right.
Okay, thanks, James.
All right, well. Okay, LAHOMA, Oklahoma. We will see you tomorrow night, folks, right here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.